Imagine it's Christmas Eve, and you're planning to put a simple red bow on a toy that doesn't require assembly, or it says that on the box, except you find out that it does require assembly, and inevitably, you don't have the one tool that you need, so you end up wasting time trying to make it work with duct tape or super glue, or that last-minute trip to the hardware store. It can be so frustrating, wasting time finishing something that was already supposed to be finished. Our theme for this meditation from 2 Corinthians chapter 12 is, well, having all you need. Not wasting your life by finishing tasks yourself, but by God's grace, having immediate access to all He has and all He is. So as we begin, rest here confident in His finished work. So whether at the beginning or the end of your day, be at peace knowing that God has already completed all of the assembly work, and life is now meant for you to enjoy completely. Nothing to be wasted. Now take 3 deep belly breaths as your eyes drift once more from open into a soft focus. And now to closed. Just trust in this place of completed work, this time of sufficiency, and this moment of faith in the completed work of God, Spirit, and Son. Prepare by listening and praying through this passage from Philippians chapter 4 and respond softly, Lord God, your grace is all I need. I can do all things which He has called me to do through Him who strengthens me. Yes, Lord God, your grace is all I need. I can do all things which He has called me to do through Him who empowers me to fulfill His purpose. I am self-sufficient in Christ's sufficiency. Yes, Lord God, your grace is all I need. I am ready for anything and equal to anything through Him who infuses me with inner strength and confident peace. Yes, Lord God, your grace is all that I need. Continue on now in a place of secret, private prayer of your own. Pray boldly by faith, praying as one completed, as one finished, and as one holy in the eyes of God. Do you ever feel incomplete, maybe insufficient, like you're missing something to finish the task? Or is something keeping you from completing the work that God has given you? Well, take this time to notice the feelings associated with being incomplete, not having all that you need. Is it frustrating? Embarrassing? Maybe a bit humiliating? Well, take note of what the Holy Spirit brings to mind now and feel no judgment. Simply note the feelings and the emotions surrounding how you feel when you can't finish the work. Now as we continue, be transformed now by the renewal of your mind to that of Christ. Take this time to now invite positive thoughts of finishing well with all that you need. A life not frustrated or wasted. What feelings does that kind of life stir within you? Well, be aware of your breathing as you ponder that. Just breathe in deep from your belly, purpose-filled breaths. Making each breath complete, each breath full. Take a deep breath from your belly and hold it now for just a few seconds, feeling it complete, feeling it sufficient, feeling it whole. Now slowly release it with thoughts of joy. Feel no judgment if thoughts drift to frustration or inadequacy. Part of becoming Christ-like is how you recover from moments of lack to then return to reflections of sufficiency and abundance. Let any lingering scarcity remind you to come back to thoughts of having all you need in Christ as you pray with a breathless whisper, Lord God, your grace is all I need. Center on the sacred words, sufficient grace, for the next few moments. Feel no judgment. Only feel divine peace, knowing you have been given all you need to live a life well lived. Now listen carefully to the first of three sacred readings from Holy Scripture. Rather than focusing too closely on each word, listen for the broader theme. Imagine receiving this letter written from long ago. Accept these words from the Apostle Paul as he wrote to the first century church, but just as fresh for you now. From 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9, from the New International Reader's Version. To my dear friend in the faith, remember that God's grace is all you need. His power is strongest when you are weak. So let you and I be happy to brag about how weak we are, because then Christ's power can rest well inside of us. How did you feel receiving these words from Paul? Well, let the words continue to simmer. Words for you. Once more, but he said to me, my grace is all you need. My power is strongest when you are weak, so I am very happy to brag about how weak I am. Then Christ's power can rest on me. Linger over this truth and soak in it until it saturates to the center of your soul, the truth of living by the sufficiency of God. Allow this second expanded divine reading from the New American Standard Bible to be heard as a prayer, one from you to the Lord. Dear Lord God, please constantly remind me of your grace and how your mercy is sufficient for me, for your power is perfected in my weakness. In fact, let me boast about my weaknesses so that your power through Christ may dwell in me. Let me be well content with weaknesses, with insults, with distresses, with persecutions, with difficulties, all for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then you are strong. Now to your glory and in Jesus' name, amen. Let your thoughts from this prayer, from Scripture, moves you now into a moment of personal, private prayer. Praying your mind becomes that of Christ. Praying to be satisfied with all you need in Christ. Reading this passage now a third time, take this time to rest in quiet contemplation. Notice now what you experience in the passage. Pay attention to what you feel and see, hear, touch, and even smell as you experience this wider passage from the contemporary English version. Because of the surprising greatness and extraordinary nature of the revelations which I receive from God, for this reason, to keep me from thinking of myself as important, a thorn in the flesh was given to me, a messenger of Satan, to torment and harass me, to keep me from exalting myself. Concerning this, I pleaded with the Lord 3 times that it might leave me, but he said to me, "My grace is sufficient for you. My loving kindness and my mercy are more than enough. Always available, regardless of the situation. For my power is being perfected and is completed and shows itself most effectively in your weakness. Therefore, I will all the more gladly boast in my weaknesses so that the power of Christ may completely enfold me and may dwell in me." What did you experience in this passage? Well, while still resting there in imaginative contemplation, with your eyes still closed, I want you to see yourself walking alongside of Paul as he shares his thoughts to you. You are in awe of his words. You can see God shining through the eyes of this mighty man. He is so well read. He is so well spoken. So mighty, so strong, all you could ever want to be as a follower of Christ. Yet, you watch as he slides his hand down over his side, turns to you, and he takes your arm. He grips it tightly. "My friend," he whispers to you through tears, "a thorn in the flesh was given to me, a messenger of Satan, to torment and harass me, to keep me from exalting myself." You take his shoulders. "Apostle, you're a great man of God. What can I do to help you?" He smiles at you as a tear trails down his sun-baked skin. He smiles. "It's okay. I'm glad for it. 3 times I begged the Lord to make this suffering go away, but he replied, 'My kindness is all you need. My power is strongest when you are weak.'" He then places his hand on your shoulder as he leans close. "And my friend, his grace and kindness is sufficient for you too, my dear friend. So come on, let's keep walking. We have work to do." And walk alongside this humble man, pondering your own thorn, your own pain, and the sufficiency of God's grace through it. Whether at the start or the end of your day, rest here for as long as you can, whispering, "Lord God, your grace is all I need." Letting the sacred words, "sufficient grace," be those that guide you through the days ahead. Let me pray now a prayer of blessing over you, that you be constantly reminded of God's grace and how His mercy is sufficient for you, remembering that when you are most weak is when He is most strong. So let His grace be your salvation. Let His mercy be your comfort. Let His strength be your guide. And let your faith in Christ be what saves you now and always. Amen. So too, stay alert for opportunities that God will use you to be His grace, His mercy, and strength to another soon. Who has a thorn in their side that you can remind them of God's sufficiency? So when you're ready, whether at the beginning or the end of your day, as you face moments of scarcity or feelings of inadequacy, return then to reflections of sufficiency and abundance, not wasting your life by finishing tasks yourself, but by God's grace, having immediate access to all He has and all He is, for it will be then and there you will encounter the sufficient grace and mercy of God.